This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net and also PrimaryWater.org. Today is St. Patrick's Day. It's March the 17th of 2015. We're here in front of the Sonoma County Administration Building, and we just attended part of their County Board of Supervisors meeting. Again, this is in Northern California at 575 Administration Drive, Santa Rosa, California. Now, just as a note, before I get into the topic at hand, it is St. Patrick's Day, as I noted, and because I'm not wearing green, and they took a county picture of all people that were in the audience as well as the County Board of Supervisors, I held up my green flyer, which is about primary water and why we do not have a water shortage. You can go to primarywater.org and understand the true water facts, and this is critical for everyone to understand. We are being tricked once again by false science. The Earth is the water planet. So I urge you to go to primarywater.org, and very importantly, listen to two YouTubes. One is Water Crisis Hoax, H-O-A-X. The companion to that YouTube is Primary Water Explained. Primary Water Explained. Now I'm getting into the purpose of our coming to this meeting today. What we have witnessed is on the consent agenda, on the consent calendar of this meeting today, it was buried again in the consent calendar, is an item that should alert and be of concern to everyone across the entire country that is listening to this YouTube. They have an authorization to authorize Fig Tree Financing to participate in Sonoma County Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, P-A-C-E, P as in Paul, financing marketplace. In addition, a PACE provider, by authorizing the General Services to execute agreements for collaborative services between the county and Fig Tree Financing to provide PACE financing options to property owners in the county. Now let me break this down. This is financing that will be available on a voluntary basis, which they underscore throughout their resolution, for property owners throughout Sonoma County as a means in which to retrofit their homes with the soon-to-be-adopted climate action plans. The climate action plans are stating that we must reduce our CO2 emissions here in Sonoma County 25% below 1990 levels by the end of 2015. These are the goals. I'm watching the apparatus for these goals, these forced goals of enforcing fraudulent, corrupt science on all of us. Again, this is all based on fraudulent science of global warming. So the apparatus is looking like this, what we witnessed today. Fig Tree and PACE and California HERO and California FIRST moving in and being approved by every single city and county to set up financial shop. The counties and cities are indemnified against the eventual forced implementation of all green energy reduction requirements. For example, cool roofs, solar adaptation, all the replacement of inefficient appliances to Energy Star appliance upgrades throughout your home. We're talking thermostats, heat and air equipment. We're also talking about window replacement, weather stripping, increased insulation, and more. This is the first of three tiers of required energy implementation on every home across the entire nation. Bottom line, right now, what this will ultimately mean is that every single building in the country, with exception of buildings that are built to meet current energy requirements, is going to be non-compliant. So what I discovered, and this is Very important. This is quasi-breaking news, not so much for Sonoma County, but perhaps for those of you that are listening to this report right now. So what just occurred was Sonoma County is working now with Rockefeller and Rothschild on water, and they've hired a consensus group on water, and they've hired Fig Tree Funding to implement the required retrofitting. Again, all of this is Rockefeller and Rothschild backed. You will find that Rockefeller and Rothschild joined teams back in approximately 2011. So what we witnessed today, along with the unanimous acceptance by the County Board of Supervisors to implement this fraudulent land theft loan opportunity, voluntary of course, and all based on collections through your property taxes, holding the county not responsible for the consequences of homeowners that are unable to pay these required codes that they're implementing now. But another agenda item was concerning adopting a company called Consensus Building Institute, Inc., to start leading the way on water, to assist with community-based awareness on water restrictions. It's important to understand, again, as I opened up this YouTube, we have primary water, which is why we do not have a water shortage. But you will see, this is only one example of the affiliation between Rockefeller and the Consensus Building Institute, Inc. You can type in your search engine, Consensus Building Institute, Inc., followed by Rothschild. Keep in mind, reaching a consensus is the Delphi meeting manipulation technique from the RAND Corporation. The Delphi is a skillful meeting method to create the illusion of public input, when in fact, the public is ignored and deceived, and later frustrated that their comments never end up in final outcomes or in final policies. The public generally ends up not understanding what happened to their documented evidence on the matter that they present, and begrudgingly, the public generally accepts the agendas that they don't agree with. Yes, the corporate government announces public opportunity to discuss policies that have already been decided upon. This may help you understand why politicians and policies make no sense. These are mind control strategies that have been so effective as to trick even the best and the brightest of public participants. We know, and we now find ourselves in immediate danger through trickery and enslavement by lack of knowledge. We recommend watching the YouTube PSYWAR, PSYWAR, to better understand the methods of psychological warfare being waged upon the population. The incorporated United States federal government is working with a network of corporate government agencies to seize public water resources by using weather weapons that have intentionally caused the drought in California and elsewhere. And this is, and what we have is, again, the weather weapons intentionally causing the drought and elsewhere. We are being tricked, as I mentioned earlier, by the deception of where water is derived from. We don't have a water shortage. Primary water is a renewable energy resource, and the water is continuously created within the earth. Sadly, billions of people and global economies will depend upon learning the truth from all of us about where water originates. That's why it's critical for all of you watching this YouTube to get the water science out, the truth of the water science and the renewable aspect of water. To learn more, go and watch again these YouTubes, Water Crisis Hoax and Primary Water Explained, and then go to primarywater.org and download the book that the controllers rounded up and burned so you would not learn the water facts. The book is entitled New Water for a Thirsty World, written by Michael Salzman, S-A-L-Z-A-S-A-L-Z-M-A-N, And the foreword was written by Aldous Huxley. Again, you can download this book for free from primarywater.org. Sonoma County is going to be working with Rockefeller and Rothschild on water and many issues, as your counties and cities are right now as well. Rockefeller funded this census group, Census Building Institute, Inc. You can again find that by your simply searching this for yourselves. And we have right now witnessed the execution of an agreement with Rothschild and Rockefeller in Sonoma County, the home of Bohemian Grove, the home of San Francisco, the home of the wine country that is dominated by Rothschild and Rockefeller. Pacific Gas and Electric is our utility company here in Northern California. That's the acronym PG&E. You can type in PG&E in your search engine, followed by Rothschild, and you will find that Rothschild sits on the board, one of Rothschild's CEOs. Again, this is breaking news evidence with showing you who is in control, and it's extremely important to understand we are not. And as a result of the Emergency Banking Act on March 9th of 1933 and the manipulated falsification of that bankruptcy, the organizations that the falsified bankruptcy of the United States became in control was the World Bank and the IMF. Again, go to stopthecrime.net